This podcast is sponsored by Hilary Leahy.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the TBSA podcast. Now, I'm recording on another device, so audio quality might sound a bit different. But hey, anyway. So before we start, I'd just like to give a quick thing about Canva. Now, in case you don't know, Canva is a free graphic designing company. It's how I made the channel art thumbnail and channel art for this podcast. So yeah, you can try it out. I'll leave a link in the description. Before we start, again, one more thing about Canva. When you click that link, that certain link you will receive, if you click that, you'll receive one spending credit as well. I've teamed up with Canva. And what a spending credit is, a spending credit is when you can kind of, it's not real money, but you can kind of redeem it for something else. So you can kind of redeem it for, 3 months of the premium membership, or make a premium image or something like that. So yes, and yeah, let's begin. Now, I'm going to be reading one of my posts called My Hero Bill Gates. And this is, my oldest post on my blog. So, now this wasn't my first one. I just deleted loads before it. But anyway, and before we start, I'd just like to say most of this information is based on a really amazing book called Stories for Boys Who Dare to Be Different. That's where most of the information about this comes from, Bill Gates. It's a really wonderful book. Anyway, now before we start, I'd just like to start with a quote from a businessman who was speaking to Bill Gates, and he said, "There's no reason anyone would like a computer in their home." He said that 40 years ago. And I mean, he was wrong. I'm recording this now on a computer. I'm sure that a lot of people will have a computer. Anyway, so Bill thought the opposite. So Bill thought the opposite was true. He thought that one day every home in the world would have a computer. Pretty much today. It seems obvious now, but back then it wasn't. At the time, computers were the size of ovens and couldn't do anything we'd find very exciting. They'd take so long just to do a simple equation, like 1 plus 1. Back then, the computers were very, very expensive if they were very rare. They were so expensive that only big companies could own them. Bill was lucky, though. His school had made a deal with one of those companies, which meant the children were allowed to use their computer for a few hours every week. Straight away, Bill was amazed by what you could do on the computer. Together with his friend, Paul, Bill started missing classes and hiding out in the computer room. Hacking in to get more time, when he was only 15, he created a program that counted traffic and sold it for $20,000. Now, in case you don't know, a quick bit of information that I know. I'm not sure if this is what it is, but this is what they use now for counting traffic. It's called Scoot, and I'm not sure if Bill invented that, but anyway, yeah. So, once school was over, Bill's dad pressured him to go to university to study law. Bill went, but his heart wasn't really in it. All he could think was about computers. He kept imagining how they could become windows to everything he wanted to know about the world. So he dropped out of university, called his old friend from school, Paul, and started a computer company called Microsoft. Most of the computers in the world now use Microsoft and Mac. It's made Bill one of the richest people alive to spend their money wisely. He started a charity with his wife, Melinda. And started a charity with his wife. And together they help people all over the world get access to clean water, food, disaster relief, education, medicine, and libraries. So it's a really, really nice story how he donated it all to charity as well. And I just find Bill fascinating. He's my hero. As well as Steve Jobs. Anyway, thank you for listening to the DPR Tech Podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day.